Eleanor Roosevelt can lay some claim to being the greatest single American of the 20th century. It was she who pushed her husband Franklin toward the New Deal, helped save thousands of lives in the build-up to the Second World War, and after her husband's death was the creator of the Declaration of Human Rights and at the forefront of the United Nations. What isn't as well known is that after she and Franklin stopped having conjugal visits, she had a passionate relationship with a reporter named Lorena Hickok, a relationship verified in letters the two of them wrote each other, which are now at the Roosevelt Archives in Hyde Park, New York. Noted Bay Area actress and playwright Terry Baum has taken those letters and crafted a play about the relationship, Hick, A Love Story, at the City Club in Berkeley through January 25th. Terry Baum.
I felt called to do it. I felt I am the one who is supposed to write this play about Hick, and I am the one who is supposed to perform it. This is part of the reason I'm on this earth. It was very, very strong and clear, and it continues to be that way.
After a brief framing set in 1968, the play goes back in time to 1931 as Lorena Hickok, star reporter for the Associated Press, convinces her boss that Eleanor, the wife of presidential candidate Franklin Roosevelt, should be covered by a separate reporter, preferably a woman. Not surprisingly to anyone but Hick herself, she is assigned the job. From there, we follow the ups and downs of their meeting, their relationship, Franklin's ascension to the White House, and what happens thereafter to Eleanor and Hick.
All the people who write about Eleanor Roosevelt, the straight and the gay ones, take the position that Eleanor only stayed connected to Hick because she felt sorry for her. When I actually read the letters, the later letters that Eleanor wrote to Hick, that simply wasn't true. That this was another way of devaluing, really, women's friendships are devalued always. I mean, after the affair, which was very intense, there was a friendship that lasted until Eleanor died, and that's very important, too.
The question, of course, is what to leave in and what to leave out. Hick, A Love Story, extends for around 2 hours with an intermission, one person telling a fairly simple story of two people in love. There's also an extended interlude about Hick's reportage on poverty during the Depression, fascinating to be sure, but maybe in the wrong play, and a coda that gets its point across in 5 minutes, in not what feels like half an hour. Despite these reservations, this is an important story, one that has been mostly whitewashed out of history, a key moment in the story of gays and lesbians in the United States, told in their own words. Hick, A Love Story, plays at the City Club in Berkeley through January 25th. For more information, you can go to either brownpapertickets.com or crackpotcrones.com. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for Upfront.